This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just being part of the conversation. I really do. I appreciate your input. And if you want to get information on the show, it's real simple. Just text TRS to 313131. TRS to 313131. I do appreciate the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being engaged and involved. I really like it. I like the comments you make, some of the comments that I get from you guys. We have a live chat room on the website. We have a thing on Facebook. We can follow there. I'm trying to find ways to move away from that. I know that's where many of you listen, but I got to tell you something. We get updates from the group that we're with on a daily basis, every single day, on certain words to use, not to use, what kind of stories to post, what kind of stories not to post. You know that we had our main page taken down, never to be seen again. And that's a big deal. That hurts a lot. So we can't keep letting them win. We can't keep letting them do this. I believe that Facebook, Twitter, and such had a very big impact on the last election because they kept conservatives from getting a message out, getting the message out, if you would. Anyway, let's do a little Christmas bah humbug moment. Photographer Amy Hake. Now, isn't she the one that does the cool little pictures and stuff of little kids and different... I think she's the one that does all that stuff. She came up with a clever Christmas photo the other day. She's inspired by two specific scenes in the holiday classic, A Christmas Story, which I got to tell you guys something. I know many of you younger people, that's like your Christmas story, right? Right? We grew up with the other ones. What was it, Miracle on 31st Street or something like that? And 34th? Yeah. Well, I want to be in front of the thing.
So. I've never seen that.
Okay. You've never seen that? What the heck is wrong with you?
I wasn't born.
Yeah, but you've been around since, right? And then what was the other one with Mr. Potter and you know what I'm talking about? Yeah, see, you can't remember either.
Jimmy Stewart. Yeah, I don't remember.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of White Christmas. God, I can't get away from that one.
That's fine.
That's Tammy's. I can't come in the house at any point in time. And Bing Crosby has resurrected in my kitchen. Anyway, so those are the movies that some of us remember. A Christmas story? Eh, not so much. But listen, some of you, that's what you grew up with. God bless. So be it. She photographed a baby dressed in a pink bunny suit while holding a toy air rifle. It was an homage to Ralphie and his quest to get that Red Ryder carbine action 200-shot range model air rifle. Now, the funny thing about it, you could never make that Christmas movie today. You'd have to replace the 200-shot range model with a Nerf gun or something, and even that might not be acceptable. Little did Miss Hake know, from Shelby, Indiana, realize that her Christmas-themed picture would generate so much hate and outrage by folks that were offended that a baby would actually be laying next to a gun. The intention of this photo was to bring a smile to people's faces, remind them of a time when life was much more simple. We were more focused on important things in life. She explained this on her Facebook page. I want those who see it to remember life back when it was simple and families were more connected. We didn't have to worry about many of the things. And she's right. She is so right. We're so into the nuances. But you know what? That's again, that's a deterioration of the family. We did this. Yeah, you conservatives too. I mean, these, forgive me if you're somewhere on vacation. I'm not pounding just on you. But, you know, the holidays now are time for vacation. It's a time to go to Hawaii. It's a time to go out wherever. Christmas, the same thing. What happened to family? What happened to being around family? Yes, you know, even the old guy that fought World War II that tells you stupid stories in the living room, we don't want to hear him anymore, right? Because he doesn't count anymore, because he's old. But that guy in the living room who could barely remember your name, who fought in World War II, he's the reason you have the rights to be as dumb as you are. He's the reason you have the rights to post some of the nasty things you do. Well, Facebook doesn't agree with that, but whatever. That guy deserves a little respect, a little honor. You can give him a little time. Same thing with grandma in the kitchen. Right? In most cases, grandma's the one who kept the family together. She's the one who keeps people coming. Having dinner there on Sundays most of the time, whatever. Being around family on the holidays, that is a bigger deal. And we've made it a problem. We've made it a pain. We have to go on vacation so we don't have to spend time with family. That's what I think one of the major problems in this country is. The photographer said she just felt like there's too many things to say, too many big things, too many heavy things on us, and this was just something that brought you back to a time where things were more simple. She said the photo's not about the baby posed with a gun. It's about love and tradition and family and happiness. Which is, look, I think I've seen that movie 3 times since it came out. I don't know how long it's been out. But I know people that love that story. Right? I've seen it, like I've said a couple of times. Not exciting. Don't care. If you like it, so be it. I've got nothing against it. I can't imagine being in a Chinese restaurant eating burnt duck on Christmas. But whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Look, in the next segment, we're going to start with David Fisher. What is going on with the market? Where's it at? What can we depend on? Can we depend on your money being safe? And what the heck is going to happen now that the Dems are in control of Congress? I'm Joe Mancini, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mancini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mancini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311, 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural, organic, herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying televisions.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us again on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting. And you know, I love this guy. I love having him on the show, and I really appreciate everything he has to say. Okay, I love having this guy on with me. I don't know why, because sometimes he makes me feel so bad. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. David Fisher joins me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy the time that he's on the air with us and giving us information. Like I always say, the thing I love about David is his plain, simple English. Easy to understand. Doesn't use that finance ease that none of us can really understand, right? I mean, so David, oh, well, after listening to you earlier, I don't know if it's going to be a pleasure to have you on today, you know, but I enjoy having you personally.
Well, first of all, thank you for all, as always, for having me on. And, you know, sometimes I had a little bit of an upset stomach earlier this week. And sometimes we just not need to fight it and go through the feeling of sickness and get it out of our system and then start all fresh. You know, we have to blow it out of our system, not literally, but, you know, the idea, and now I feel great. But sometimes I have to get some of my good home-cooked food from my wife. She loves cooking, and her soup is like medicine to my bones, and I took some of that, and I felt great the next day. You know the old Italian recipe. Well, my wife has the Hispanic recipe, the same version of it. And that's what really needs to happen in the economy, where we keep fighting it. So that's, you know, something we keep talking about. That's why it may sound like a doomsayer. I'm not. I mean, last year I was on your program and I said stocks are going to rally double digits, and they did. And nobody complained about that, but they don't like to hear the news of we might have some downturn coming up.
No, I I've been telling people all along when I hear about what's going on, I keep saying, David's been saying this for years, that there has to be some kind of reset, and if it happens under Trump, it happens under Trump. If it happens under the next, you know, president XYZ, it's got to happen. There's really no way around it, and they just don't want to hear it. They want to blame it on somebody. But again, I have been listening, and I know you've been talking about a reset or what have you. And you warned us, you know, time and time again, that we're going to be in line for a volatile market, and you've been spot on. And for those that might not have caught that conversation, why don't you give us a Reader's Digest version of what you've been talking about when it comes to the market and its ups and downs?
Well, first of all, I want to give credit to President Trump. His famous saying that he said and applied it to many different areas, quote, "This should have been taken care of a long time ago." And that's what this is all about. The financial system has been trying to reset itself since 2008, and maybe even long before that. But we keep adulterating the financial system with easy monetary policy by making money cheap, like the Fed has done, and they actually perpetuated a downturn on helping a downturn through the mortgage crisis by making loans extremely cheap, and all you had to do is blow in a mirror saying I'm alive, and you don't have to verify my income. And we thought at that time, when people were talking about this is going to create a crisis, everybody said this is insane. Look at how much real estate is going up. I got to get involved in this. And so it just perpetuated the greed wagon. And then after that, we fixed it with a Band-Aid. At least we thought we fixed it, because it was what we call third-party counter risk, or counterparty risk, in other words, which is simply put this way. Let's use houses as an example. So I want to speak in plain English.
Please.
You, during 2008, you know, you probably kept your job, you kept your house, and you still paid your mortgages. And most people did. But the person down the street that couldn't afford a mortgage, that said they could, and when they couldn't, they foreclosed, that affected your home. That affected every home on the block. That's what you call third-party counter risk. In other words, it's not you, it's the party down the street that is not managing their books right, or managing their lifestyle right, or managing their financial wealth right. That affects you. And that went on, and we saw it blow up in 2008. I mean, it blew up, and our fix to it was, let's fix it by injecting a lot of money. I mean, look at what happened with Lehman Brothers and Bear Stearns. They went under, but it didn't stop affecting all the other brokerages and all the other banks in the world. It affected them also, which affected us. So third-party risk is a real thing. We're just coming to the realization of, hey, this third-party risk is a real, real thing. It really did affect us, and it happened in 2008. It's still there today, but it's bigger today. In other words, corporate debt is bigger today than it was in 2008. The Fed's balance sheet to fix 2008 is bigger today than 2008. They've actually created more risk.
Wow.
So this risk is going to come to fruition sometime, it's 9 months to 2 years from now, by 2020. And this is going to cause a bigger downturn than we saw in 2008. Now, I know it might sound self-serving when I say this because I'm a gold company, but if you took me out of the equation, there's a dozen billionaires this year that are screaming this to the top of their lungs and saying, all you guys are ignoring this, and they're trying to put a Band-Aid over this thing again, as if there is no cliff, like there was no cliff in 2008. And there is a cliff, and we're screaming towards the cliff. And I got new information that I've been talking on your program. I even have more new information today. Another person came out. It's not fun, but I would rather be told the truth if I'm going to the doctor and saying, give me the thing that the workout, help me change my diet, whatever it is, so I get healthier, instead of saying, it just makes me feel bad. I'm going to go to another doctor to see if he gives me some good news. When the reality is, I need to go embrace the pain. I need to embrace change so that I don't continue to go down the same road. And that's the problem with what Americans and the world is facing. We're not wanting to embrace this big downturn. We're just buying time, which makes the downturn, when it happens, bigger.
Yeah, I you know, you've been saying it. I don't like it, but I agree with it when you were talking about how, you know, we need to hit this thing. We need to, you know, we need to get the reset. We need to change our spending habits, if you would. There's just so many things that you're not going to see them give up anytime soon. But we got to go for a break here in a second. When we come back, one of the things that I really want to touch on is how QE affected the market, and for those, you know, quantitative easing, okay, and really what that did and didn't do, and what mess that left us in. So I want to hit a little bit of that, because people ask me about that all the time. I'm Joe Messina, your host. I'll go far. A lot more coming up with David Fisher in just a few minutes.
Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature and expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
Saudi Arabia's crown prince ordered the assassination of Washington Post writer Jamal Khashoggi inside a Saudi consulate in Istanbul. That's reportedly the CIA's conclusion. Washington Post reporter Shane Harris tells CNN.
This was a brazen attack, as we all know, and has been well documented. But the intelligence ultimately was collected by the United States and also by other governments, including Turkey, and is forming this full picture that we're seeing now.
A senior U.S. official says the conclusion is partially based on a recording provided by the Turkish government. Saying she can't win the Georgia governor's race, Democrat Stacey Abrams is ending her challenge to Republican Brian Kemp. Abrams announcing she'll continue to fight for the voting rights of all Georgians as a private citizen.
I announced the launch of Fair Fight Georgia, an operation that will pursue accountability in Georgia's elections and integrity in the process of maintaining our voting rolls.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
We are back to listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do very much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Are you sick yet? Got your hand on your wallet? Know where you're going to bury your gold? We're back with our buddy David Fisher, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always appreciate the time that he spends with me. We're talking about what's going on in the markets today. And as I, you know, I tell you on a daily basis, when you guys are like wigging out in the direction the market's going in, if you would pay attention, if you would take notes and not just go, David's been talking about this for a long time. And we know that this is coming. We know there has to be an evening out of the market, if you would, a reset of the market, whatever you want to call it, whatever makes you feel better. But in the last segment, and I'm not going to tell you what he said. You need to go back and get it and listen to it yourself. But in the last segment, you know, we were talking about the direction that we're heading in. And David, a lot of people don't understand what quantitative easing did for the market, and as we stop doing it or pull away from doing it, what it will do to the market.
I'm going to comment on that in just a second, but I want to piggyback what you're saying, because there's people that are saying it's going to get worse. CEO from Kellogg's is saying 2019 is going to be more inflationary than we've ever seen historically since the recession. McDonald's and Chili's are both raising their prices. Airlines are now paying 40% more for fuel prices than a year ago. Manufacturing companies are paying 8% more for aluminum and 38% more than steel than a year ago because of the tariffs on Chinese goods. Sherman Williams, CEO, said raw materials of inflation has been unrelenting and is going to continue to accelerate. I can keep on going on. Apple has even raised the prices on the most recent prices on MacBook Air and the iPad Pro by 20 to 25% respectively. So this is not a brand new thing, and CEOs are saying this is coming. Now back to your question. Quantitative easing was saying, let's inject a whole bunch of money into the system created by the Federal Reserve, so and injected through mainstream banks. It was about 12 of them, United States banks that came together and they said, "We're going to force liquidity on you," because the same thing that is getting ready to happen, Joe, happened in 2008. There's a liquidity crisis. Paul Tudor Jones, who's a billionaire, just said it again and reinforced it today in Financial News. So I mean, this is on CNBC, so that's why I'm all riled up, because the billionaires are saying, you guys got to start listening. This is coming. So what happened with quantitative easing, $4.5 trillion was created, in essence, out of thin air. Now, where did the money go? It was supposed to benefit you and I.
Right.
Here's what I said back then. Cut a check for $200,000 or $250,000, whatever it worked out to be, per person, force us to go pay our debt off, if we have any, and we wouldn't be in financial calamity of how it took so long to get back to square one, and people wouldn't have lost their jobs, and corporations wouldn't be first in line, they'd be second in line, and the banks, they would have enough money because we would be the ones throwing our money back into the system, not money going into the bank's hands and them hoarding it and not loaning it out to the people and saying, we're just going to buy treasuries and sit on them. And that's what happened with quantitative easing. It didn't work. And so it was what it did, though, is it fueled the stock market. It made cheap money ultra cheap, artificially cheap. Lending rates went to quarter of a point of an interest, not 1%, less than 1%. A quarter of a percent of interest is what banks were borrowing from, and people were buying loans at just crazy levels, if they could qualify, that is. So this has just created a falsified amount of wealth on paper, injected in the stock market, and if we wouldn't have quantitative easing, we wouldn't have the Dow being supported at 6,600 points and rallied to 2,300, 2,400 points, and none of that would have happened. It would have had corporations and individuals would have had the support, and it wouldn't have gone to the banks. It would have gone where it needed to go.
Wow. And again, you know, you get into all this money and how it changes hands, and people don't realize that not just the amount of dollars, but the volume of how the money, you know, works. So let's get down to how long do you see this going on, and what's going to change this? What is going to make this market either flatline, slow down, or take off?
Some are in the camp that this will not change until we have a major financial crisis, because the Fed has said they're not going to stop raising rates and stop selling dollars, called unwinding their balance sheet, selling treasuries and selling mortgage-backed securities. They're not going to stop doing that, and they're doing that at $50 billion a month. They're not going to stop doing that until we have a massive financial crisis. So, what does that mean? 2008. So some say, hold the theory that it's not going to change until we have another 2008. Others say, President Trump's going to be able to influence the Fed. Really? The Fed is independent of the president. The Fed is, yes, President Trump assigned Jerome Powell, and he can disassign somebody if he wants, but the Fed is independent banking system that is not federal. It has no reserve, and they can dictate what interest rate they want to lend money at, and they can say how much assets they can hold or not want to hold or sell, and when they want to sell it and how they want to sell it. The Fed stands alone, and no government, ours included, nor president, can tell the Fed what to do. It's unfortunate. We gave them the power, that much power, and they've been having that since 1913. So I don't see President Trump influencing that. I think he's influenced the banking industry, but the Fed is a whole other ball of wax here. So I hold the theory what's happening here is the big money of the world, called central banks, they see all this forming. They think into the future. They see problems happening. They've been moving away from holding treasuries. Treasuries are down significantly of holdings of foreign different countries. I mean, I've said this on your program before, Russia sold 90% of the treasuries this year. China's been selling treasuries rather than buying treasuries. They're the biggest holder of our treasuries, besides the Fed now, and the Fed is selling treasuries. So the treasury has ballooned from $519 billion last year of creation of Fed treasury debt to $1.33 trillion this year. The treasury just announced that. That's 2.5 times more than we've ever done in history since the financial crisis in 2008. So we're setting ourselves up, and you got to anytime you create that money, you got to manage that money because you're going to pay an interest rate. That money that the Fed sells to the Treasury, we got to pay them with something from the Treasury. That's the shell game. They're creating a new Treasury, hoping somebody's going to buy that new Treasury, and somebody is, and that's banks and hedge funds in the United States, called pensions specifically. We're buying into our own debt is what's happening. If it wasn't for our own pensions buying our debt, we wouldn't have anybody to support the debt structure of the United States, and we would have runaway inflation. I think we're going to have inflation anyway, but it would be running away at this point because somebody has to hold the dollar. So what we're going to see is a financial crisis because corporate debt is now coming to a place, and I'll just say the quote, what Tudor Jones said today, quote, "There probably will be some really, really scary moments with corporate credit," end quote. Quote, "I think it's time it's going to be corporate credit, and I think the breakdown is something that we have never, we have to pay attention to in the last day or two, because they are really, really scary, because one thing about the credit bubble is we have had liquidity absolutely dry up recently in the markets in the last couple of days." That's what happened in 2008. We are repeating right now internals of the system. Tudor Jones, a billionaire, is saying it's repeating what happened in 2008. The markets don't reflect it, but this is how it all started. I don't think we're going to have 2008 this year. I think we're a year and a half away from another 2008, but it's coming.
Wow. I'm so excited. I'm going to need a break, go throw back a couple of shots of whiskey, and come back and see if I can deal with this. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. Really, don't go drinking. I want you to hear the rest of this, especially if you're driving. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. We got a lot more to talk about with David Fisher.
My neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay Heating Pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect and may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
Anyone know the effects? Anyone? Anyone? Anyone?
We are back. I'm Joe Masur, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Be engaged. We're back. Always a pleasure to have you guys with me, 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, and take the poll. But let's get right back to it. David Fisher joined me, CEO of Landmark Capital. Always enjoy his time with us. And I told you, paying attention and taking notes, you would know what's going on in the market today. We wouldn't have to explain it to you every week. And you'd be safe. So you need to listen, you need to pay attention so you can keep your money safe. David, always a pleasure to have you with me. Now, let's talk about how all this affects gold. What's going to go on in the gold market?
I'm glad you asked that. I'm going to share that in just 30 seconds. I do want to comment on something because this will help people understand why the Dow is up 600 points one day, down 300 points another, up 200 points one day, down 600 or 700 points another. You're going to see more of that. And why is because some are sellers and they're trying to, you know, get the overvalued stocks out of their portfolio. And what happens, the computers kick in and see, it's, hey, it's time to buy because it dropped, because Apple on Monday dropped 5%, Visa dropped 3%, General Electric went below 10, now it's $8, it dropped 6.5% in a day, it's down 2% today. So this is why you're going to see all these volatile markets. It's all because it's trying to reset itself. Now, let's go back to the gold question. There's something that's happened, and that is all, and I'm going to kind of, as I'm, we won't have all the time today to go over this, so when we get to some of the things that are just difficult to understand, I'm just going to say call my company and we'll explain more if you're wanting to learn about the financial system and really how it works and how gold relates. Because this thing is, I can now say, and then, and please don't turn me off when I say this, the listeners in your ears, say, oh, he's one of those. I know there's people out there that are saying $10,000 gold, $7,500 gold, and $5,000 gold. And I've always said they're all nuts, okay? To be frank, I can understand, and I'm not nuts, I can understand now how they get that number. What I'm reading, and before I'm going to announce all this, I didn't have proper documentation, but now I have. And this is on Wikipedia. This is on Investopedia. This is mainstream news. This is not hearsay anymore. This is the real McCoy. So last week, remember, I announced that J.P. Morgan was guilty of manipulating the gold market. Remember that?
Yep, you did. On the show.
And I said, that's nonsense until I see the documentation. And for 24 years out of 25, this is my 25th year, I said, that's nonsense. I finally got the court records. It is real. They are were found guilty on October 9th. The court records came out last Thursday. It's a real thing now. This is why you're one of many reasons. I'm going to give another reason why the gold analysts are saying much higher prices than gold. The London Bullion Market Association sees gold in 12 months at $1,532. That's the guts of gold, where gold trades more than any other place in the world, and about $250 billion a day trades in gold there. That's a lot of money. That's gold. The gold market is bigger than any other market except the U.S. bond market. So it's a very, very large market. Now, monetary policy has largely been the responsible for market conditions. 2008, we talked about that. We're learning. Banks have learned from monetary policy. There is a group of 10 called the G10. And there's more than 10 countries in there. But this was established in Switzerland in 1974. And they also established what you call the Basel Committee. Basel, Switzerland is where it was established. And that's where also the Bretton Woods Agreement was also helped put into place. And the Bank of International Settlements, the BIS, was all put into place. This is the banking industry of the world, and the Federal Reserve is a part of it. So if you understand what big money is doing, what they're thinking, how they're moving their own money, that will affect the United States and its economy. More than President Trump, more than the Fed, this is how the system is working, because the U.S. banks are going to fall in line with the world banks do. But it used to be that gold was backing currency, but in 1978, we came up with a thing called the Jamaica Accord, and which means gold was floated to the U.S. dollar. Recently, though, central banks this year have changed their view on gold because the Basel Committee, Basel Committee on Banking Supervision, has said, we're going to change the way gold is now, because we realize we learned our lessons. The last time there was a liquidity crisis, called corporate debt, Lehman Brothers, remember?
Right, yes.
Third-party counter risk. Even though your bank was fined, that didn't mean that you weren't affected by the bank down the street that wasn't fined, or the bank across the pond in the other country that wasn't fined. It affected everybody. And that's what we're learning, and that's the banking industry is making some big changes in reference to gold. Here's what they're doing. They just recently made a change. It started in Switzerland. The Swiss National Pension Fund recently switched out of synthetic gold, an ETF or a derivative, into physical gold. That's huge news. And now they're defining gold as a monetary asset. And it's on their books, according to the Basel Committee, that gold previously was only valued at 50% of its value. In other words, let's take a home. If your home is worth $1 million and you bought $1 million worth of your home, the bank can only list that as $500,000, half the value. Until recently. This year, now they can value that home or that gold at 100%. So what they had as a disincentive before, now they have an incentive to do in buying gold. Banks see a problem coming. And banks are moving aggressively in the gold. That's why we've seen these things happening. And I've been talking about central banks buying a significant amount of gold because they're forward thinking. They think into the future. They don't think what's going to happen 3 months or 6 months from now. They think what's going to happen 2 to 3 to 5 years from now. The Security and Exchange Commission, the International Monetary Fund, and even the Bank of International Settlements have all warned recently about complex derivatives again. And that was what brought the system down. The agreements have changed according to what you call Basel III, which is just came out. And what they've learned is they're attempting to correct, I'm reading from Basel III now, quote, they're attempting to correct the miscalculations of risk that were believed to have contributed to the crisis in 2008 by requiring banks to hold high percentage of their assets in more liquid forms to fund themselves with using more equity. In other words, buying a third-party counter risk, saying, that's what you're going to use. Now they're saying, no, here's the requirement. Gold is the requirement that you are now required to hold at a much larger level because there is no third-party counter risk against gold like any other asset in the world. And that's why they're moving away from the U.S. dollar. That's what the bottom line comes down to. The system is changing. Will it change overnight? And am I saying the dollar is going to collapse tomorrow? No. The dollar will never collapse, in my opinion. It's just going to change in its valuation and how much the world uses is that. And gold is the hedge against all that. And when we have a stock market correction, you're going to see gold make a big rally. Because that's the asset this time central banks are and the banks of the world are going to go to.
David, we're pushing up against the time, so I want to make sure that you get information out there to let people know how they can get a hold of you, how they can get in touch with you, and just get more information, period, on what's going on.
I have a lot more information on this. I know time is of the essence, not just for gold, but because of the program today. They can call my company at 844-715-7311, or they can go to our website, and that is landmarkgold.com, and we are more than happy to help people be educated. There's no pressure, and we believe in education. Our theory is this. I'll leave you with this thought. There's nobody to take care of your money better than you. And if you don't take care of it now, it won't be there to take care of you then.
You know, people, you really need to pay attention. You really need to get involved and get engaged. Call David. If for no other reason, you know, to get the wheels moving between your ears so you know what to do with your finances. You know what's it's expected and upcoming. David, always a pleasure. Thanks for being with me. You know, David has got so much information. You have to take notes. You have to pay attention. I've been telling you that for a long time. And again, if you check out David's prediction over the years. If you check out David's predictions on the market and what's been happening and what's to watch out for, he's been right on pretty much the whole time. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Get it in your phone. You know what? We're done. I'm done. Hopefully you're done, too. Enjoy the rest of the weekend. Be safe. We want you back. God bless. And we'll check you out on Monday.